Hi, hello everyone on pharmainfo.net platform. I am Sivganesh, pursuing my B Pharmacy fourth year in Maharaja's College of Pharmacy. I am a resident of Visakhapatnam and I am representing the team Pharma Warriors, and I am presenting an audio clip on phytosomes. Phytosomes are mainly used for the phytomedicines. Phytomedicines are in use from very old days, but the main problem associated with them is the poor absorption, because of the poor solubility of these drugs in lipids. To increase the absorption of these drugs, our scientists tried a lot. They added substances that can increase the solubility and bioavailability. Now the latest advance is the phytosome, which are very much useful for increasing the solubility and absorption than the conventional forms. One patent can really change the reputation of the company, and phytosomes is patented by Indina SPA. Phytosomes are mainly used for the flavonoids, and if we break the word phytosome, we get two words, phyto and zome. Phyto means plant and zome means cell-like. Phytosomal technology is mainly used for the flavonoids. Flavonoids are the therapeutically active components present in the plant, but they are not absorbed to a very good extent from the GIT. This is because simple diffusion is not possible because of their huge molecular size, and active absorption is not possible. These are hydrophilic substances, and so their miscibility with lipids is very less. Now, these hydrophilic flavonoids are converted into lipid miscible substances called as the phytosomes, thereby increasing the solubility and so the absorption and so the bioavailability of the flavonoids. The diagram of the flavonoid is shown in the figure 1. Now, how these hydrophilic flavonoids can be converted into lipid miscible substances? It's by use of phospholipids. Phospholipids are the substances which generally consist of the diglyceride, phosphate group, and a long fatty acid chain. The head portion generally consists of the phosphate group, which is hydrophilic, whereas the tail portion consists of the long fatty acid chain, which is hydrophobic. Phytosomal technology is mainly used in case of grape seed, olive fruits and leaves, milk thistle, green tea, ginseng, etc. So, flavonoids are not miscible with the lining of the GIT, and here our hero, phospholipid, makes it miscible with the lining of the GIT. Coming to the advantages of the phytosome, the first thing is the solubility. They increase the solubility and so the absorption and so the bioavailability of the drug. And since the absorption is increasing, the dose can be reduced. Stomach, the villain for many drugs. Because of its harsh environment, low pH, it causes the destruction of many drugs. But these phytosomes, like heroes, save the drug from the villain. These are stable since a bond, not James Bond, but a hydrogen bond is formed, and so the complex will be more stable. Since phosphatidylcholine is the main constituent of the cell membrane, and so when it is given along with the drug, it helps in the nourishment of the skin. Stable emulsions and creams can be formed because of their low solubility in water. Coming to the preparation of these phytosomes, the general procedure for the preparation of the phytosomes is by reacting phospholipid with flavonoids in the aprotic solvent. Mostly the phospholipid ratio ranges from 0.5 to 2, but 1 to 1 is preferred. It is optimum. When the phospholipids are added to the solution having the flavonoids or the mixture of flavonoids and the aprotic solvents, it results in the reaction between the flavonoids and the phospholipid. Now, dry the solution. After drying, a thin film is formed, and the process follows the hydration, which eventually leads to the formation of our phytosomes. When the phytosome is reacted with the flavonoid in the nonpolar solvent, a bond, which is a hydrogen bond, formed between the choline moiety of the phospholipid and the flavonoids. Then the tail part of the phospholipid will envelop around the flavonoid molecule. One may get the doubt whether there is any difference between the liposome and the phytosome. Yes, there is. In case of the phytosome, there is a formation of the chemical bond between the phospholipid and the flavonoid molecule, but there won't be any formation of the chemical bond in case of liposomes. Hence, in case of the liposomes, these flavonoids will float in the membrane, and in case of phytosomes, since there is a formation of the bond, the flavonoids will become the integral part of the phospholipid, and the ratio of phospholipids to the biologically active component that is flavonoid, is generally 1:1 or 1:2 in case of the phytosomes, whereas several thousands of phospholipids are required in case of liposomes. The diagram 2 will show the difference between liposome and the phytosome. Now, let us go through the phytosomal properties. They have a very particular melting point. Coming to their solubility, they are not at all soluble in water and soluble to some extent in fats and completely soluble in the nonpolar solvents. Chemically, as mentioned, a hydrogen bond is formed between the head of the phospholipid and the flavonoid molecule. When water is added, it forms a micellar shape. Pharmacologically, the solubility is increased, thereby the absorption is increased, and hence the bioavailability of the drug is also increased. Coming to the evaluation of the phytosomes, the phytosomes can be visualized by using scanning electron microscope and transmission electron microscope. I saw these microscopes for the first time in Nipah, and I felt so good by directly seeing what I have studied. By the help of computerized inspection system and photon correlation spectroscopy, we can determine the size and the zeta potential. Differential scanning calorimeter is used to determine the transition temperature of the lipid system. By observing the changes in the size and the structure that takes place, we can determine the stability of the vesicle. And the amount of the drug can be determined by HPLC. My dear juniors, we got this HPLC as an essay question in our final exam. Important question. Anyway, spectrophotometric analysis is done in order to confirm the phytochemical and phospholipid complex has been formed. Coming to the in vitro and in vivo studies, this will be done depending upon the therapeutic activity of the drug. For example, the anti-apoptoxicity can be estimated by the antioxidant and the free radical scavenging in case of vitro studies. Whereas in case of vivo studies, the hepatotoxicity will be induced by using paracetamol or alcohol and then test the antihepatotoxicity of the drug. Finally, what I want to conclude is phytosomes are used to deliver the drugs mainly in the cosmetic preparations and are also in the oral route. These effectively deliver the drug. In future also, undoubtedly, these are very much useful in delivering the wide range of drugs. Thank you. Thank you very much for listening my audio clip. Bye-bye.